Section 2. You will hear a tour guide talking to her tour group. First, you will have time to look at questions 11 to 18. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 18.
So, here we are in front of the entrance hall on the ground floor of this rather splendid 20th century building, once the home of Lord Redford of Graves, but which now, of course, has been converted into the National Art Museum. Now, look straight ahead towards the end of the entrance hallway to where it narrows. That door will take you into the main exhibition hall. Alternatively, if you take the first right, you'll come to the modern art section. And next to that is the modern art studio, where you can see professional artists at work on their latest masterpieces. Fascinating! Taking a left off the entrance hallway, on the other hand, will lead you to the classical art section. If you look at the map on the entrance wall here, you will notice that there are two corridors running towards the back of the ground floor, one on the left and one on the right. They both lead onto the rear corridor, which is home to a further four exhibition rooms. On the far right, we have the landscape section. In the centre of the corridor is the still life section. And on the far left of the corridor, there are two rooms. As you walk down the corridor towards them, the one on your left is the history of art room. And the one opposite is the digital art room. Right, let's get started then, shall we?
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 19 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 19 to 20.
Our first port of call will be the digital art room down at the end. This exhibition has been open little more than a month, but has proved hugely popular with visitors so far. It is an interactive exhibition space, and visitors are encouraged to touch and feel the exhibits to their heart's content. Though, of course, I shouldn't need to remind you that this is forbidden in the rest of the museum, as is the use of cameras, so please ensure that you do not take any pictures once you leave the digital art room.
That's the end of section 2. You have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.